Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We have been on a powerful, powerful series as I have been reviewing what's happening and what God is saying. It is just amazing, isn't it? I'm telling you, you know, we're talking about the proof is in the fruit. The proof is in the fruit, and we've been talking about the rules and relationships that is also going to lead to long-term results in network marketing. So you can't talk about network marketing with rules and relationships without talking about leadership, because it said that will lead to long-term results in network marketing. Now, I know we've been discussing the written and unwritten rules, your company's compliance rules, what's in your comp plan, and people think that that is just it. That's so surface when we start talking about building long-term businesses. And I know you know that there's levels to everything. We always talk about that. I went through several of the scriptures, and I'm talking about now as we go into review, Matthew 7, 16 through 20, forget that. It says you'll know them by their fruits. So we've got to know that you can only, a fruit can only be produced after its own kind. And so if you want to be fruitful and you want a business that multiplies, you want a business that continues to grow, you got to be able to weather through all the seasons of business. I get it. People only want to hang out in network marketing during the summertime, during the spring. Blossoming, that's like when you are your business is I'm getting people or whatever. Then now during the summertime, and you know it's fun and the sun, but when it starts moving into fall, where you got to start knowing some of the specifics, you got to start really saying, you know what, you got to up level your leadership. You can do and say whatever you want to do. You know, that's where people get a little bit uncomfortable. And then now when it starts moving into winter on you, when people are saying, look, wherever there is no order, there's chaos. Wherever there's no leadership, you know that people are lost. Wherever there's no leadership, people are lost. So how can people lose their way of taking their spot at the top will be when there is no intentional leadership. You know, I can tell you right now that people earn the most in network marketing, build the biggest businesses, right? And keep them. And if you were to look at companies, businesses that may be up and then it went down, you will go back and you will realize that all those results rose and many of them failed based off of leadership. So our scripture on today is, we got Matthew 7:12 and Matthew 20 and 26. And I'm going to tell you right now that these two scriptures will have you move into better relationships. It will have it where people who are under your leadership won't have a problem with the rules. But it makes every difference of the leadership. You'll know them by the fruit they bear. I am telling you right now, this is really, really big. I want us to start coming in the chat, and we're going to be talking. We first got to have some prayer going on, and we're not looking at what other people are doing. Come on. As a leader, the first thing you do is take responsibility, even if you're brand new. I'm not a leader. I just joined. Network marketing, you are now entering outside of, when you start moving out of from employee to entrepreneur, the next level from the entrepreneur to start building a big business is leadership. Now you're starting to move into fall and winter. This is where it doesn't even matter. Like, just know that everyone's not going to be happy. But if you follow these principles, the word of God in these two chapters and verses in the book of Matthew, leadership is going to become a lot easier for you. Let's go to the Lord together before we go into our lesson. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. For this is a day that you've made, and you are just so amazing. We thank you, oh Father God, that you are majestic. You're the Alpha and the Omega. My God, like right now, as we are asking you to allow your Holy Spirit to lift us up on this morning to teach, direct, and correct us so that we can move to the next level of leadership. We know that we cannot be great examples unto the kingdom without leadership. So we're honoring you on this day as our hearts and our minds are open to receive what your spirit would have to say. Dear Lord, we're thanking you right now that your word is illuminating in the minds of your people, that they will be willing and be courageous enough to do what it is that you're sharing for them to do. We're blessing your holy name because we know that you sent your only begotten son to die for us, for our sins, for us to get it right. He went down in the pits of hell to get the keys for us to have an amazing life. And we want to pursue that, dear Lord. We want to make sure we do it right. We want your perfect will in our lives, no longer just a permissive will. We're honoring you. As we grow forward to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in all that we do. We bless you. We're grateful for all the people you sent into us from the north, south, east, and west. And be careful to take good care of your most precious commodity, your people. We count it a privilege to be able to lead. Begin to take it in another light to the next level. We honor you and we bless your holy name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we talked about some things here about the rules and things about, you know, in the field, edification and having some type of organizational leadership that will create better cultures. And so it also creates unification teamwork so that we have a more cohesive system, meaning a system that the system can be duplicated. And I know some of this stuff is like brand new, and some of it you're like, oh, wow, it makes sense. But you don't have any type of network marketing business or any business for that matter without people, because there's only one place that money comes from is people. And so it's going to involve people at some level. Now, we know that in network marketing, many people think that their business is really their product and service that their company offers. But your business is really your team. Because without your team distributing or passing around the word, there is no growth in network marketing. So this is where we have to really pay attention to those unwritten rules when we start talking about edification, we start talking about having some type of organization, when we start talking about leadership, having some type of systematic way that we bring people together and unify them. And there are several things that can happen with that, you know, whether we are pulling together groups on social media, chat, whether we are coming together at meetings. There's no way that you're growing massive teams without correction or modifying the way that things are being done. This is the reason why everyone must always remain coachable and humble, because at the end of the day, there's no way, unless you've already gone the way in the same company, then you know everything that needs to happen in that company. That even agrees with me. As you grow and as you're moving along, you start feeling like, okay, these are needs that may have not been a need at a particular time, but now there's a need now. Leadership is an area of your business that will be never ending. And so we understand that we have to do this with character and integrity. And we also may have to create an atmosphere, right? You guys know Dr. Miles Monroe say that leadership is about creating an atmosphere for other people to grow. It doesn't say create an atmosphere where you feed yourself, you can grow. It's creating an atmosphere for other people to grow. So now let's read the word of God and hear what does he have to say in the book of Matthew. Very simple, the golden rule. Says, so in everything, you know, when we start talking about in all and everything, you got to pay attention to these words when we're reading the word of God. It says, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do. It sums up the law and the prophets. Now, this is where people thought that it went away, but this is in the New Testament. This is after Jesus shows up. So I need you guys to know that that law never goes away. It even becomes like the second commandment where Jesus begins to tell us. They say, well, what's the most important? Now we have 10 commandments. What's the most important? And then he said, number one, you know, you got to love God with all your heart. You got to keep him first. And then now you treat people the way you want to be treated. In other words, this will sum up how you can move into not just from employee to entrepreneur, but move into leadership. And this does not say if they do the same to you. It just says in everything. So it doesn't matter. You don't get a choice once you are moving into leadership from in the kingdom way. And if you want what the kingdom has for you, you don't have to listen to this. I'm telling you right now, you actually don't even have to do it. But what we're talking about is, remember we said that it is God that gives you the ability to gain wealth, Deuteronomy 8 and 18. And so now when you start talking about that, and if you say, okay, well, if I want what God has for me, I got to play by his rules. Now, this is where the whole word of that obedience is greater than sacrifice. Just obey it. You may not even have to understand it until you and your spiritual walk catches up. This is where obedience come in. I am telling you that if you're one that's able to submit to the word of God, it's easier to submit to leadership if it's taking you down the road to success. Key principles. So Matthew 20 and 26, and we're in English Standard Version on today because we want to have it plain and simple. And it says, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great amongst you must be your servant. So now you guys always hear me say you got to serve, don't sell. You always hear me say no matter what, you got to do things the right way. And you say, well, what's the right way? Because we know that some things that nowadays that are wrong, things right and right, wrong, we got the confusion down pat, but we're in this world, but we're not of it. We know that if you do people the way you want to be done, that's a very simple thing. Because you know that a lot of people that dish out things, they can't take them. So do people the way you want to be done. Be simple. Serve people, and this will now build relationships enough that when you're leading them down a direction, some relationships take longer to develop than others because some people are not used to being led. Some people are not used to being corrected. And that's okay too. But you as a leader in the kingdom representing them, do not ever compromise the values of the kingdom, because you know that that's the safe way to go to make sure that you as a leader are creating atmospheres for other people to grow. I am so grateful for the teachings that I had through, you know, of course, Dr. Monroe, my own pastors, you know, things I've learned from Cordova, things that just the Holy Spirit illuminated in me, and times when you want to act out, but you just don't get the privilege to if you are in the kingdom. So now what I want to do right now is I want to open up the call, because we talked about rules, we talked about relationships, and then now you have to take those relationships into leadership. And the best way to lead is by example. And so I want to open up on today because this is a very important topic, extremely important. We cannot overlook it. I know that it was all fun and it feels so good. Everybody want to hop in the queue. Everybody got to say, it's opening up. I'm going to open up. But I need you guys to identify yourself in leadership. This is how you're going to move out of mediocrity in your network marketing business. When we start talking about identifying, choosing words properly, being mindful of you as a leader, what happens to people around you with behaviors, these things to be dealt with as we start talking about the proof is in the fruit. Good morning, family. Good morning. 662, last word, 335. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Okay, because when you come in the queue, get ready, get ready, get ready. 201, last 4-4240. Are you there? Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Dana. Good morning.
Good morning. So I just want to say first and foremost, thank you so much for this series. It certainly has hit home, and it resonates loud and clear with me. You know, I realized a couple of weeks ago, I'm still pinching myself at the things that I've been able to do and, you know, the company that I'm with, right? But at the same time, you know, I mean, it's a great feeling to know that you can accomplish these things, but it's a greater feeling when you know you've paved the way for others to do the same. And my mindset has always been, I want everybody who wants to win to win. So, you know, it's exciting, Nicola, that you tie this back for us to biblical principle, because it is important that we have the right order and the right decency in things. And I think sometimes we forget, you know, just because you've arrived at whatever that, you know, exciting place is for you, you've not really arrived. There's still more work to do. You've got to send the ladder back down so other people know that it's possible for them too, the way it was sent down for you. You didn't get there on your own. And I'm so appreciative that we have, you know, these calls in the morning to tie us back to what it is we're supposed to be doing, which is kingdom building. And I just had to share that this morning because, you know, it's been such a great opportunity to just, you know, I hate to say do it, you know, first, is because that's not what it is for me. I hope that I've paved the way for other people to believe in themselves enough to say I can do that too, because that's what it was for me. It happened before me. My mindset was someone paved the way enough for me to believe that if they could do it, so could I. And just to touch really quickly on that edification piece, I think it's just as important that when you're edifying the leader, that the leader turns back around. Yeah, I know when I do calls with, you know, the people on my team, I edify back. Thank you so much. You know, you're doing wonderful and great things yourself. As humble as you are, the person on the phone should hear that. You know, it's for me a way of appreciating everyone in your organization. Mm-hmm. It's not ever about just you. That's not what this is. So I'm grateful, Nicola, that you're tying this back to biblical principle for us. I took a lot of notes this week, and I know that we have so many great things happening, and I appreciate your leadership always. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much, Dana, because, you know, we talked about that. I think about day three or day two where we said, listen, edification, it's not something that you're a true professional in this industry that you can just not do. It speaks volumes of where you know that there are opportunities to edify your company, your product or service, people who are doing great work in your company, your colleagues. It shows a volume where you see a person can only be big enough to edify someone that maybe affect their own income. We got to start really looking at what fruit we want to bear. Edification is a requirement in our industry for long-term business and success. That's not something we can choose. You don't supposed to do it. If you build up and work on your heart, and we do just like we just shared in the book of Matthew, do people the way you want to be done. If someone does a great job to make your company, do you understand that our company had like 2,300 promotions? And so that's saying our company is doing a great job. That's saying the leaders are doing a great job. When you're doing a great job, not that you're doing it for the praise, but if you're doing a great job and your colleagues or people around you feel that the edification is not worthy of, that speaks to leadership and fruit. That is not something you want to multiply in your organization, because eventually that fruit, those weeds will start to now grow in, and it'll start going into places that you didn't intend it to. So we want to make sure that we are not sowing seeds of poison ivy, things that are going to show up in places that can literally sever and cut prosperity in organization. I cannot stand by and not address those things. Why? Because God has blessed me with understanding systems, culture, things like that. He blessed me with that. I didn't wake up with that. But it's my heart that opened up these opportunities to say, this is how it's done. So what am I saying by that? I know that with the systematic approach, I can be successful in any company because I understand people. But I can tell you this. When people overlook these topics of leadership, then they will eventually see the fruit, and it will be fruit they didn't want to bear. So it's extremely important we stay humble and coachable. I put a very funny video out there of a lady who was getting mad at her choir director, who pretty much was telling her, hey, in this season, be silent. But she felt that it was all about her. Felt she was better than everybody else. She thought she was showing people up. And when we began to hear her sing, we were like, your choir director was trying to protect you. If we stay humble in leadership and begin to trust and build solid relationships, we'll have a culture where people will now move into mastery. I love it. I learned that from my coach, Dame DC Cordova, who says that together we achieve mastery. That means team, not just more. Mastery, that's high levels. 480, last four, 7725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason. How are you?
Hey, Jason, out of Arizona. Good morning. What's going on, King? Good morning.
I just want to thank you for this series. One thing that you hit on was when you're moving into leadership, how God, you know, humbles you. The one thing that I have been struggling with, I guess you could say, is learning the right words to say. Not that I've said anything wrong, because what I've done is now I've learned, you know, over, you know, a test and trial, is to pause, ask God to give me the right words to say, and then say it. Because there's been people that have been struggling on my team, and what I need to do is I need God to give me the right words to say to develop them. Because I read an interesting article last night, and it said, and this was back, this was a year ago, that 5,500 people daily are joining some type of networking company. So with that statistic, it said also what's stopping people from moving forward is network marketing is not like owning a business. It develops you and it changes you. And some people are not prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do was make sure that the people that God gives to me, that he gives me the right words to say, because even if they don't make it all the way through, at least let me leave them with something that will last a lifetime, something of a seal, some kind of seed that will change them in some kind of way. Because when you say the proof is in the fruit, fruit starts with the seed. And when the seed starts to grow, it produces some kind of fruit. So the seeds that I plant, I pray to God that the fruit that remains are fruits of encouragement, fruits of peace, fruits of I can make it, fruits of no distraction, nothing can come against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. those kind of things. And, you know, I really, really, really appreciate this series because, again, it's just revelation on what God is already revealing to me and letting me know that I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right thing. I just need to, you know, put my hands to the plow and keep working and allow God to do the movement and keep connecting. So I want to thank you again.
You are so welcome, Jason. God bless your business. You know, when I hear humble leaders who are building their business to take their spot at the top, I can't explain to you how much joy that brings to me, how much hope that gives me. Because, you know, every day I say, not that it's about me, I'm just saying conversations I have with God, and, you know, network marketing can so set your people free. There's so many households that can be in different places. If people were to take their mind off the money and put their mind on the people, I mean, and so many lives can be blessed. And I know it's not like this Kumbaya Mother Teresa thing where people are like, oh, that's not the real world, but that's the world can create, where people are saying that my job is to create an atmosphere for other people to grow. So that means I have to be responsible for the seeds that I sow so I can bear good fruit. That even means creating a very clear path of how people are going to be successful, even in the building practices of your business, to where can someone at level 30 in my business do what I do and get the results that I'm saying from a podium or from a stage. That means a lot. Let me tell you guys something. You know, when we start talking about leadership, it's about building relationships. And there are three things that we want to do as we tie this in, and we're going to close it out with Financial Freedom Friday on tomorrow about these things. It's about truth. And we know that truth sometimes will ruffle up feathers. It's okay. Because ruffling feathers just mean repositioning. It just means you got to make a few little changes. It just means it gets your attention so that you can grow. You got to remember the ending goal in mind is for you to grow and take your spot at the top. But we know that along the way, the path is not always straight. That's the reason why we have God that says he'll make the crooked path straight. How is he making the crooked path straight? As we follow his principles and his commandments. The crooked path will be made straight. But it has to start with truth. Next thing is trust. The more truth you have is the more trust you build. This builds solid relationships. I can tell you, I'd rather be friends with someone who will tell me what I don't want to hear, but I need to hear, than for folks who's going to look in the face and rather share it behind your back. I'd rather hear it because at least we can come to a place of resolve. I need you guys to know that in leadership, confrontation can sometimes bring resolution or solution. Confrontation does not have to mean an argument. Guys, this is not our household. These are our businesses. Confrontation just means laying something on the table that may need to be corrected. This is not for us. It has nothing to do with the leaders. Once you've made it, it has nothing to do with you anymore. It's about what we're doing for other people to grow. The next thing is we have to have truth. We have to have trust, and we have to have serving. Our call talks about taking your spot at the top, but the word of God that we just learned on today says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Now, who would want anybody serving them sour grapes? What we're serving up are seeds for people to grow. What we're serving up is an opportunity for people to weather the storms of life and move through the cycles of business until they take what God has rightfully put before them. Family. Hopefully you know this is out of love. It got to be out of love. Because I would rather be doing something else today. But I first committed to God for his people. My life is not my own. And I'd rather it like that because I think when it was all in my hands, I was jacking a lot of stuff up anyway. But now I know that no matter what, even if it doesn't seem like the way I want it to go, I know that I'm on the right path because the heart is pure, the hands are clean. Enough to where no matter what happens, I don't have to compromise truth, trust, and always be willing to serve. Guys, have a blessed and productive day on today. I am blessing, hopefully, that you and guys in your business doing some amazing things out in your business, that you're pacing to win the race. Make sure that every single day counts for you and your business and your team. Go serve somebody today.